It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. I just turned his microphone up so loud it almost drowned me out, and he hasn't said a word yet. How about that? Hey, we are going to talk about success stories. We're going to talk about victories today in Marshalltown. And to do that, we have City Councilor at Large Gary Thompson with us. Gary, good to see you. You staying dry out there today?
Yeah, it's good to be here, Ken. Sorry Kyle couldn't be with us, but he knew I was coming, so I accept that. But yeah. Yes, it's great to be here, and we're going to talk about little victories, little successes that some people know about and others don't.
Keep talking a minute, because I'm going to make sure I've got the right microphone on.
You're not picking me up? So you got number two here.
Well, I got number two there, but that's the way it's supposed to be, so we're okay.
So we're having a little technical difficulties here, folks, because Kyle's not here.
I'm going to blame it all on Kyle.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I invited Gary on for this particular subject is that he was talking about, at the last city council meeting, about all the little victories that kind of get swept by the wayside because of everything else that goes on. So I wanted him to come on and talk to us about some of the little victories. So where do you want to start with that, Gary?
Well, we're going to start with what I told you earlier, Ken, is we don't have enough time today to talk about all the little victories because there's that many out there. And I think, like you said, they get swept under. You know, we see the big things.
Not intentional.
No. There's no shady dealings going on here, no sleight of hand, no smoke and mirrors. These are just things that people are doing every day to make Marshalltown better in their own little way, and they're just not getting the recognition, and I don't know how to reach all the people. So, as you know, you sit next to me up there at City Hall, and I started a while back celebrating these little things. Mm-hmm. You know, like I used to have an employee that said, we need more high fives. So these are my little attempts at more high fives. You know.
All right, so give us some.
Where do you want to start?
You've got the list, mister. Come on now.
But I don't know if I can read my writing, though. We're just going to talk about the city, for example. A couple things that some people may not be aware of. The old Ibiza bar on the corner, for us old timers, used to be Beaners.
Right.
The city now has title to that. So once we go through all of our due diligence with asbestos removal and everything else, that building will be coming down, and we'll be clearing that space for future retail. The city just got title to 10 West Main, which people would know was Wendy's business, the Faux House.
Right.
So now that one can come down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to narrow down my list here of the other demos going on. There's more houses coming down that'll free up some lots that we'll turn around and flip and sell to potential developers. There were a round of three that were just demolished, and this next bid goes out for four. We're doing everything we can to clean up the neighborhoods, you know, from the tornado and the derecho. Trying to see what else is on the demo list, so I should have organized this before I came, but people need to understand, I don't have any patience, and the city and government move slow. So I'm so excited about these buildings coming under our control. Well, the other one is the old Purple Cherry building.
Right.
We got title to that one, too.
Okay.
So we're not sure yet if we can save part of that or if the whole thing has to come down.
So, just using those as an example, are those that you're just going to raise it and try and put some new businesses in there, or might these one or two of these might become some of the pocket parks we've talked about around the downtown?
Good question, Ken, because the answer is who knows?
The city's,
you know, we will take the temperature to see if those lots can be sold, if developers are interested, and then if not, then we can do some pocket parks. And one of the things we talked about was kind of like that business downtown, stage it to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these lots, once the buildings have been raised, some of these lots we will stage them to sell. We have talked about doing minimal landscaping, bring in some potted trees and put down some pavers, and maybe one of these lots could be rotating different food trucks through there, you know, every week. You know, letting people know that as they're, you know, getting lunch, you know, that, hey, this is a pretty good location. Maybe I'd like to have something here. So there's several ideas like that that are being floated around.
But you've got to take it, like you said, if you don't have the patience, you've still got to do it one step at a time.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, what kind of category, what other victories do we have to talk about?
Well, let's talk about downtown, because that's my favorite subject. So we'll continue on that.
Okay, go for it.
As people know, Zamora's is getting their facelift. Mm-hmm. They got the grant. That started. That's a multi-phase project. The first phase is the front of the building. Jeff Sims purchased the old Gilner's building. Again, us old-timers will know it as the Gilner's building.
Yeah, we'll know it as the Gilner's building. And, absolutely. Menswear.
Yep, and he's going to put two spaces on the first floor and apartments above. I couldn't be more proud of him for doing that. And I believe that he may have a tenant for one of those spaces already. As everybody's noticed, McGregor's has the new cornice put up.
Right.
To finish off the front of that building. Looks beautiful.
Yeah, we heard from Aaron last week about that here on the radio.
As people can tell, the new parking lot's going in back behind Willard's and the Tremont. It's going to look a lot different. You know, and that's one thing I've harped about is we need to soften the look of parking lots downtown. You know, we don't want to walk down the sidewalk and, you know, bump our knees into bumpers of cars. You know, we need to have a little buffer there. And it just makes for a better downtown. You know, and speaking of that, you know, we're moving forward with the downtown implementation plan.
Right.
You know, there's going to be some changes coming. And some of those, that's a whole different subject for some people. little victories I forgot to mention. Little things like Smoke and G's got their awning back up after the derecho. You know, things like that. It means a lot to the customers. It means a lot to the business. It means a lot to all of us because of the look. We want to, you know, the beautiful look of downtown.
Do we miss some of those victories, Gary, because we're just so used to it and something changes and it's the forest for the trees syndrome?
I think so. I agree. I think part of that's human nature. We get blind to that. And then the other thing is that we don't see it as a victory, but as a former small business owner, I can tell you, there was a lot of work that went into that.
Well, and then you have the other kind of victories, and again, we were wanting to talk about little victories here. You know, you have some of the bigger things like the hospital and McFarland Clinic, but then you've got another little victory. We were just talking about it during our noon news today, and talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. The ribbon cutting tomorrow for phase one of West End Park.
Yes, there's a parks master plan that all the parks over the years will get retrofitted. A few weeks ago, Jeff Hubbard, our Park and Rec Director, had the meeting down at Elks Park, down on 3rd Street.
Right, yeah.
And a really good turnout from the public. Councilman Lottie Hoff from 1st Ward was there. I was there. I was very impressed for as chilly as a day as it was, that there was a good turnout. And what was even more impressive, all the people that lived in that neighborhood, they left their names and numbers with Jeff. They wanted more input, and they were going to talk to their neighbors that couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good sign. People truly care about their neighborhood parks. And that whole process was just like West End. Let's get some feedback before we even develop a plan. You know, let's find out what the people want in the park. And that's a little victory. I mean, this thing tomorrow night at West End, huge little victory. That's a huge high five, Ken.
That's a huge high five, okay. Or is it a Hughie high five? Never mind.
Yeah, there you go.
What else is on your list?
Well, there's a couple things, you know, and again, a lot of people may see these as small little victories, but or maybe not even victories at all. They might just see them as expectations. There's a couple new businesses coming downtown that I can't disclose yet, and it's in the works, but I'm telling you, the people are going to absolutely love them. These are a couple of places that will be new to Marshalltown, and they chose to come downtown, and I just tell people keep watching, because I think before the end of the year, you're going to see those two and see some others follow them, and I just know we're on the right track. We're coming back downtown. We're getting things done. You and I were joking about these new businesses and these new construction downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They may outpace the courthouse getting done. And no disrespect to anybody there. I realize that's a huge building and that's a big process. But I'm excited because now you can see the steeple on the courthouse. Yeah. It looks good. But there's some things coming downtown. As people know, Jonathan Hull, closed Willard, sold the building.
Right.
There's still some negotiation going on down there with the surrounding buildings, and there's some big changes coming there. And the two I was talking about had nothing to do with that. I mean, so if you look at it, there's three or four things coming right, downtown that I know of.
How important to some of those things, Gary, is the ongoing, not over, but lessening effect of COVID-19. Do you think we'll pick up some speed because of that?
I just taking the pulse of the public, they're ready. They're ready to get out. They're ready to shop. They're ready to spend some money. They're ready to shop local. And, I think it's going to be a celebration. And that leads into... I was going to talk a little bit about the fireworks, July 4th.
Go for it.
There's a little victory that...
And that could be a big victory.
Oh, that's going to be huge. It started out as kind of a half-hearted comment to, let's blow COVID out of the air. I can't say enough about the local businesses, the local manufacturers in town, the local employers. They have supported this wholeheartedly. We are going to have a fireworks show that has never been seen before in this area. This fireworks show is going to be huge. I mean, people have to understand, like anything else, and Ken, you know this from being in business, that the first item costs you the most. So the past year's fireworks, and Louisa has done a great job, and Denny did a great job
before
that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, but when you buy fireworks, there's a set cost no matter how big your show is. You've got the pyrotechnics, the electronics, the launch, tubes. You have all that. So the first missile you send up is the most expensive one. Then every missile after that, gets cheaper. And when we're putting together the funding for this show compared to years past, it's an exponential growth of what we get for the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So this show will still only be 35 to 40 minutes, but it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to have everything. And I just found out that we're going to have size of rockets that are so big that Louisa and her team, they actually have to move it back. The launch point had to be moved further north of the grandstands at the racetrack. Because the law says that, for every inch in diameter of a rocket or the ball, the fireworks, has to be so many feet away from the crowd. So this is something new to the company also. They had to negotiate to get farther back onto Larson's property.
We've got just about a minute and a half left already. We've already gone through most of the time.
I need to come back.
We can do that. We can do that. But what about some of the other things on the list? Which ones do you want to put in here before we run out of time?
Well, again, I try and give these little shout-outs, and I miss people just like everybody else, but I've been negligent in giving some shout-outs to the 13th Street District. Nourish opened down there in the old Embellish. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Embellish.
Yeah, to me it was the old VFW building. And the Chop Shop went down there. They moved from the mall down there. I didn't give them a shout-out a while back. And then, as everybody knows, the one that is getting the attention is Garrett and Danny Goodman's Flying Elbow is under construction down there. We'll be opening up. 13th Street, of course, we all know that Amy took it. Lily Mays down there. So that's turned back into a nice little area. But yeah, Ken, I'll have to come back. We've got a much more stuff to talk about.
Well, I think it's important, and just like you said, it's the little victory sometimes because, sometimes if you work long enough, the big ones may drop in your lap. But it's the little ones that are going to continue to build the excitement and also help with the internal perception of Marshalltown as we look at town and go, hey, well, hey, you know, I didn't notice that there. So,
and that's what I want to say. These little victories, these are people in Marshalltown putting their own hard-earned money into this.
Gary Thompson, at-large city councilor, talking about little victories in Marshalltown. We're out of time, Gary. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today.